Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. Polls open tomorrow in Kentucky for voters to choose statewide officers. Incumbent Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles is running for re-election. I talked to the Scott County Republican and asked him what he's most proud of from his first 4 years in office.
We have accomplished many things that I think would make Kentucky proud, including running a nationally recognized hemp program, which will produce over $100 million in sales in 2019 alone, which has created hundreds of jobs. We have also expanded the Kentucky Proud program to be bigger and bolder than ever. We now have Kentucky Proud beef in grocery stores in a significant way. And we have also done more with less. We have implemented 6 budget cuts. We have an historically low number of employees, but yet doing more than ever before at the Department of Agriculture.
One thing that we've heard a lot of stories about recently over the past year or so is the effect some of these tariffs have had on Kentucky farmers. What are some ways you've been able to really help out Kentucky farmers despite international market tensions?
I am the first commissioner in over 15 years to have a full-time international trade marketing director at the department. We have also opened up trade with China for our racing industry with our horses. Another thing that we've done is that I led the first ever agriculture-only trade mission to Kentucky's biggest buyer of exports, and that's Canada. And in the second term, we plan on using UPS, DHL, and now Amazon, which is locating in Kentucky, to help connect farmers through overnight delivery of Kentucky Proud products.
I want to touch on another one of your more signature accomplishments during your time in office, which is the expansion of hemp in the state. Do you have any concerns right now that industry may be booming too quickly or that there may be a slowdown?
Well, as with new innovative industry, there's always going to be some bumps along the way. You got to remember, all of our 202 hemp companies are by definition startup companies. And so some of them have decided to change their minds. They may be tweaking their products. They may decide to exit the market. But one thing we're doing is that we're making sure that our farmers get paid. We have 1,000 farmers growing hemp this year. Hemp gives Kentucky the opportunity to be first in something instead of last.
If you win re-election, what would be some goals you have that you weren't able to accomplish?
Well, if given the opportunity to serve a second term, we're going to focus on agriculture technology. When you think about software and computers, Silicon Valley comes to mind. When you think about healthcare, Boston and Houston comes to mind. But why not let Kentucky be the agriculture technology hub of the United States?
Going to some of the other social issues that you've talked about, some of the health-related issues that have agriculture components that Kentucky faces, for one, food insecurity. Another is suicide rates, for example, for farmers. How would you really address those?
Because of what we've accomplished during my first administration, Kentucky's food insecurity rates have actually decreased in the past couple of years. We now have the strongest food donation law in the country. When it comes to family farms, the actual number of farms in Kentucky has remained stable. And in a lot of counties in western Kentucky, the number of farms has actually increased. And so we are also making sure that we run programs that are designed to help new and beginning farmers have access to credit. We have also raised awareness about mental health issues on the farm and in rural Kentucky. We just had a ceremony on the Capitol lawn that for the first time we actually had a health and safety day focused on mental health across Kentucky.
We've been speaking with Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles. You can hear from his opponent, Robert Conway, at WKYU-FM.org.